Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Seven Land presents Paralyzed. Chapter 14, Separated, Part 1.
Help you with what?
The doors!
Shh. Not so loud!
Help me!
Erica!
I rushed over to the doors and tried to pry them open.
I can't get it!
Erica, stop.
No!
Roger ran over and gripped one side.
We need to go.
But I ignored her as I scrambled to get the doors open.
Help me, Michelle!
Fine.
Michelle and Skye came over and helped pry the door open.
We got it! We got it!
Erica, seriously? Not so loud.
Roger's right.
We need something to keep the doors from closing.
What?
There's a garbage can there. I'll get it.
Hurry! My fingers are slipping.
Okay.
Skye ran off down the hall, grabbed the small gray garbage bin, and rolled it over to us.
You have to pull them back more.
Just put it in that way.
No, we got this.
Pull! There.
Skye slid the bin in long ways to provide more room. We all let go and allowed the bin to hold the doors apart. I leaned in.
Erica, be careful!
I looked down into the darkness.
Shit! Well, I don't see anything.
Is that really a shock?
Shane!
Erica, stop!
Shane!
Erica!
Roger's right. You gotta keep your voice down. Those things could hear you.
We have to get down there!
What? No way.
We have to.
You have no idea how far it fell.
I would assume the bottom.
No fucking kidding, but we have no idea how far that is.
Roger walked over to the wall map.
We're on the upper promenade.
Meaning?
Meaning it fell at least 5 level. Although I'm not sure if the elevator reaches the lower levels.
What lower levels?
Yeah, the engine room and maintenance decks. I'm assuming that's what those are.
Roger was pointing to a white space below B deck.
Is that on the map?
No, but those are restricted access. I probably need a keycard.
Regardless, we have to get down there.
Do you have a keycard?
We don't know how far it fell.
You want to crawl down the cables and find out?
No, we can use the stairs.
We are not doing that.
What?
Erica, have you forgotten about the psychopaths with the deer heads? We need to get out of here. We need to get off this ship.
Yeah, they could come up here any minute. We're not that far up, are we?
Roger looked at the map again.
3 levels?
They don't even know where we are, though.
How do you know that?
You were yelling pretty loudly, Erica.
We need to get off this ship.
Oh, and how do you propose we do that?
Jump.
Jump?
How else?
That's a far fall.
What do you want to do?
Oh, I don't know. Go to the navigation deck?
For what?
The ship's still moving. I think someone is steering it.
You really think so?
If they weren't, I think we would have run aground.
Really, Roger? Stop saying that shit.
It's true! How could the ship stay on course?
We already hit something.
Yeah, don't you remember almost falling off?
But we're still moving now. Meaning, whatever we hit wasn't enough to stop us. We listed it all. Maybe someone is steering the ship and making sure it doesn't...
Don't you dare say it.
And that doesn't explain where everyone else is.
Could we go to security?
I don't know where that is.
Why would any of that shit matter? Obviously, people are not on the ship anymore. which means they vacated.
That's impossible.
Do you see people?
They wouldn't have been able to evacuate everyone off the ship in the amount of time we were outside.
Plus, wouldn't we have seen people?
Yes, we would.
So everyone's hiding on the navigation deck?
Someone's gotta be steering the ship. We're not that far from land.
We could be out in the ocean for all you know.
We're not! There's land on both sides. I saw our path.
Then maybe we're heading in a straight line.
I walked back over to the elevator shaft and peered down into darkness.
Erica! Please don't shout.
You know, the time we've spent debating, we could have used to find Shane and the others.
I'm not heading back down. In fact, we need to get out of this hall.
Yeah. What if they're on their way up here now?
Shane?
No. The people.
People? Please. People don't bend that way. They don't make those kinds of noises.
I'm not leaving without Shane.
We heard a crash.
So what?
Come on, Erica.
Oh, no.
Can we discuss what to do later? We need to find someplace safe.
And where would that be?
Not out in the open. Let's try the navigation deck. Maybe the captain's there. I'm telling you, someone has to be.
Where's the navigation deck? Roger looked at the map.
Three decks up.
No. We have to head down.
Erica, please. You hear that? They're coming.
Are they?
Most likely.
Let's just go to the navigation deck. We need help.
No.
God damn it, Erica!
Michelle! Quiet!
What about you, Skye?
Me?
Yeah.
What about me?
That's your girlfriend, right, Cora?
Yeah.
And you just want to leave her?
No, I don't.
Then we need to head down there and find them.
I want to. It's just... Those people, those things are down there too.
So you're scared.
Aren't you?
Yes.
None of us know what the fuck is going on. Let's go to the damn navigator's deck.
Navigation deck.
Whatever.
Oh, so that's what you want to do now?
What do you mean?
A minute ago, you wanted to jump ship, figuratively and literally.
Yeah, I did. We need to get out of here.
Michelle was right about that. Shane had even said it himself. But without Shane, I couldn't leave.
We can't jump. It's a far drop. And we're not near anything.
And isn't the water super cold?
Yeah, it's unsafe.
You know what else is unsafe? Being on an abandoned ship with three deer psychos with knives.
Machetes.
Roger, if you correct me one more time.
I'm sorry.
We don't even know if there's more of those deer-headed psychos.
She's right.
Michelle peered around the corner.
Anything?
No.
And what happens if there isn't anyone on the navigation deck? Then what?
Then we'll figure out something else.
Then we go for Shane?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Exactly what?
You're not going to go back for Shane.
No, we can. I just...
Shut up, Roger. Erica, did you not hear that crash?
What are you implying?
I don't think we should hastily make our way back to where we were almost butchered.
If it wasn't for Shane and the others, we would still be on that elevator, down there, with them. They helped us get the doors open. They let us out first.
I appreciate what they did for us, but I'm not going to risk my life on a meaningless errand.
You're an asshole.
What?
Shane was right about you. It's all about you. Always has been.
That's not fucking fair. This is not me ditching you at a party. This is some fucked up shit where we're trying to survive. So yes, if it's about me living, I'm going to be a little selfish.
Let me ask you a question. If it was Roger, would you go back for him? She didn't answer. Yeah, that's what I thought.
We need to get help. First.
First? If you don't find anyone, I'm sure you'll be disembarking soon after. Look, I love Shane. I'm not leaving him.
Shane knew the danger, right? He knew something was up. He would want us to leave.
Way to project.
Then fine. Do it. Go back for him.
Wait! We shouldn't split up.
I'm not going back that way. Roger, you want to go to the navigator's deck? Then Let's go. At least it leads us away from the crazies. But if no one's there, we get off the ship. I don't care how.
We still shouldn't split up.
So you're going to go back downstairs?
The room decks. That's probably where it stopped.
It could have fallen further.
Well, I'm heading downstairs regardless. I take it you're going with them?
What about those things?
But I didn't know how to answer. Instead, I just shrugged.
I don't want to die.
Well, if I find Cora, I'll let her know you all made it out safe. Sky's eyes dropped to the ground.
We're not out yet.
Erica, please, come with us. We can get help.
Well, if you find help, send them my way.
Wait! I'll go with you. I want to find Cora.
You sure about that?
Yes. I can't leave her.
Okay. I looked back at Roger and Michelle. Good luck.
You too.
Paralyzed. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Issa Yazdizadeh. Starring Ryan Wiggs as Shane. Ariel Zadok as Erica. Alexander Doughty as Roger. Ariel Hack as Michelle. Amy LeRae as Roland. Catabel as Ray. Reed Kreiner as Dale, Maggie Kieran as Cora, and Evelyn as Sky. Co-starring Justin Anderson, Amber Simpson, Jabrina Cooper, Brett Wilkins, Anthony Grimm, and Robert M. Lamb. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, Eldritch T'Challa of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/NemesisBlack. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit www.7lamb.com for more audio dramas such as this one. This has been a 7 Lamb production.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.